Without being over dramatic, but I do need to thank the consultants and staff of Charing Cross Hospital who've probably saved my life by their prompt diagnosis of cancer, followed by an operation and then 6 months of chemotherapy. And I, like many other cancer patients, have to continue to keep going to Charing Cross in order to have checkups for the next 3 or more years. So the future of Charing Cross Hospital is particularly important to me. I don't want to impute motives by suggesting that the Tories set out to deceive us. I'm sure they did not. But unfortunately, that is where we are now. We agreed to work together for the greater good of our residents, but the NHS bureaucrats have tickled your tummies and convinced you so that you've swallowed their stories, that you've put out utterly ridiculous publicity for them. Cancer patients like me will be mortified at the leaflet you put out, where you've turned cancer into one of your tick boxes. It's a disgrace. It's insulting. Cancer's not a disease, but a collective name for more than 200 different conditions. How you can turn that into one tick box, that's all right, is rather beyond me. Then you claim you've saved the mental health facility. Now, I predict the minute that St George buy the remainder of the site, as they surely will, the first thing that will go will be the mental health facility. Can you imagine St George putting out their leaflets from your flat on the 20th floor? You will have excellent views southwards over the mental health facility. It won't take them very long to convince the National Health Service that they would secure a much better site by getting rid of that facility. I mean, the other thing also on your tick boxes is you've saved the Magis Centre. Well, of course, that's not really part of Charing Cross. It's run by an independent charity. But you have to imagine again St George turning up and saying, well, actually, that corner of the site, we did fancy putting up a 20-story tower that would have excellent views of the Thames, as it does. Now, again, how long would Magis Centre be there? You have to ask yourself that question. But of course, St George would pay such a high price that Magis Centre could be moved anywhere, really. Wouldn't really cost anything. So I say to you, these promises bear scant examination. They are completely without any kind of credibility. And if you'd sat and thought about it, talked to us, we would have given you some good advice. And why could you not have joined Ealing in calling on the Secretary of State to ditch these proposals? Ealing did that unanimously, Conservative as well as Labour. You unilaterally pulled out of the agreement with us. You've deceived us, and you've deceived the residents of Hammersmith and Fulham.